WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
I'm Steve Greenfield, topping our report this hour. A 37-year-old Morris County man who was an elementary school teacher and helped run a youth soccer club is sentenced to 17 years in prison for producing and possessing child pornography. Stephen Brooks of Morristown entered his guilty plea a year ago and was sentenced today in Newark Federal Court. He was a fifth-grade teacher in Summit and a director of travel for a soccer club in 2021 when he sent an external computer hard drive out for repair, which was flagged for child sexual abuse materials. Ultimately, investigators found he had created fake profiles as a female on social media, all to solicit sexual photos and videos from at least 79 minor victims. A pair of Ocean County eateries have been burglarized using a rather crude method.
Toms River police say two eateries along Fisher Boulevard were hit by thieves overnight into Wednesday morning. Someone broke the front window of New York Water Bagel with a brick and stole cash from the store. Around 3 miles away, the front window of Breakin' Bread was also broken with a brick. Video surveillance footage showed a thief walking away with their safe. Breakin' Bread says their cash register was stolen as well. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you're in Highlands, be aware that a boil water advisory is in effect. Also affected are locations north of Shrewsbury Way in Seabright and east of the intersection of Washington Lane and Hartshorne Road in Middletown Township. A 6-inch water main break was hit during a township sewer rehab project this afternoon. Residents are advised to bring tap water to a rolling boil for 1 minute and allow it to cool before using. 50% of New Jersey residents say Wawa is their favorite convenience store, and every place else splits up the remaining 50%, according to a Monmouth University poll.
Now, it comes as no surprise that 8 in 10 residents of South Jersey say it's their favorite, but it's even a clear majority in Central Jersey, where 61% say it's their favorite.
Poll director Patrick Murray says only in North Jersey is the crown up for grabs. Wawa edges out 7-Eleven by a few points. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will the Yanks definitely get to play tomorrow, or could they be rained out? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.